Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Well, let me turn to my guests who are here with me this morning. And as I mentioned, it's a first. We have a talking dog in the studio who we'll meet in just a few moments. But first of all, Randy West is here, the new director of the Farmington Civic Center. And Randy, it's great to have you here. Good morning.
Great to be here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you for coming in. And also joining us here in studio is Todd Oliver. And Todd, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, Farmington. Great to be in this cool, nice community.
Nice to have you here as well. So thank you for coming in. And
sure.
Of course, we will meet Irving, just a few minutes, so he's standing by, right?
Laying by or something.
Yeah, but he's not talking at the moment.
He's snoring.
Yeah, that's okay. But that's okay. We like that. So perfect. Very good. But Randy, let me start with you, if you don't mind, about your welcome to the community, some of your great plans for the Farmington Civic Center, and tell us a little bit about that, because you've got, I don't know how many acts you've got lined up for the season, but
we've got a bunch.
Yeah, you do.
And it's a combination of touring, wonderful touring performances that are coming into the Civic Center, of which Todd is a member of our touring season this year.
Right.
But we go way back, and as soon as I found out that I was going to start bringing people to Farmington, Todd was one of the first people that I called and said, Todd, you have to come help me get this thing going in Farmington. So that was one of my first choices, and I'm delighted that worked out. But we're basically doing a combination of touring shows. And along with that, the people, when I got here, they all wanted Broadway.
Right.
And they renovated the Civic Center again for the third time. And once again, we still don't have a fly system. So most Broadway shows have to be able to back a truck up and load into a fly system, which flies set pieces in and out. And that's the way they can load in 2 or 3 hours and then do a full Broadway show. And our theater is a wonderful theater. It's a terrific piece of technology to come in and perform in. But we don't have a fly system. And so I was having problems getting Broadway touring shows to come here. What we ended up with in this season is a combination of touring shows, and we are forming a brand new professional musical theater company called Four Corners Musical Theater. And we're doing three musicals, one in September, one in February, one in April. And then we're also doing three summer musicals. So that's the season for the professional musical theater company. And then the other things are all touring in. So
right, okay.
In that, we're calling them series because it's just a way of separating them out. We have a music and comedy series, and that involves the three redneck tenors, who've played here before very successfully, and they're a very fun musical theater, music act of three really gifted tenors.
Right.
We're also bringing in November, we're bringing in Ronnie Cox, and Ronnie is from New Mexico, and he is going to, on Friday night, he's going to show a film that he's in, and he's going to talk about what it's like to shoot on location, because Farmington, as you know, is hoping to grow into a film location.
That's right.
And we're spending a lot of time and effort, including coming up in September, our first film festival.
That's right.
Because there is so much interest in film production and in Farmington, I invited Ronnie to come in and show a film and talk about what it's like to do a film on location. And then he's also a nationally and internationally known performer, and he's bringing his whole band to the Farmington Civic Center on November 9th. What's interesting is on November 2nd, he's being brought into the New Mexico Musicians Hall of Fame.
Nice.
So he's being inducted as a New Mexican Hall of Fame musician, and the very next week, his whole band is playing here in Farmington.
Terrific.
We also have the Blue Note Records in November, which is a group of musicians out of Chicago that celebrate a certain style of kind of jazz with a kind of a rhythm and blues base to it.
Right.
We also have Impact, which is M-Pact,
right,
which is a group of six singers, coming in December. They sing tight a cappella. They're doing a combination of Christmas music as well as contemporary music. Also in that series, we have the Pink Floyd Laser Extravaganza that's been around for a lot of years. We also have One Night in Memphis, which celebrates the night at Sun Records, where Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, and Jerry Lee Lewis were all together for one night, and it celebrates that music in a night. We also have, in the comedy section, we have Colin Mochrie, who, if you ever watch Whose Line Is It Anyway?
That's right.
Colin is a hysterically funny improv comedian, and he's coming in with a hypnotist, and he's doing hypnoprov while in town.
Okay.
And then we're also in March, we're doing the Celtic Angels, which is five women that sing in very tight Celtic harmony. They also have five male dancers, including Michael Flaherty, who's still dancing, and a four-piece Celtic band. I don't know why they couldn't get that fifth person and go five, five, and five, but it isn't. And then in April, we have the Doorah Riders, who've been around forever, a high-energy country band. And then in May, we are bringing in the Drifters, which is a pretty famous act that's been around
right.
for many years. So that, for example, is the music and comedy series.
That's just the music and comedy
right.
series. I just want everyone to know there's more besides what you just mentioned.
Right. Now, if you buy two of those, you get the third one free. If you buy five of those, you get two free. So there's a way to do packages in these series that save you money.
Okay.
But Todd is part of the Kids and Family series, which is Todd and Irving, which is we're very lucky to be able to bring the world's only, that I'm aware of, talking dog to Farmington.
That's
we
right.
also have Spooktacular, which is a Halloween-based kind of Cirque du Soleil show. In December, we have A Christmas Carol, a really fine company that's a very creative telling of Christmas Carol. Projections, The Ghost of Christmas Past is a 12-foot puppet. And so if you're bringing a young one to the theater for the first time, it's a very magical kind of telling
right.
of the Christmas Carol.
Okay.
We have our Artrageous coming in February, which is another New Mexico act. And they actually, it's kind of like performance art that creates art. And in front of you, in a choreographed way, they paint. And by the end of their show, they've created huge portrait paintings right in front
show.
Of you
during the show.
Wow. Right.
Okay.
And
nice.
Then we have Mallory Lewis coming in March. Mallory is Sherry Lewis's daughter, and she's bringing Lamb Chop to Farmington, for those of you that remember Lamb Chop.
Of a certain age, I must say,
yes.
probably, but how great, right?
Yeah.
Because she has really carried on
absolutely.
that
it's
tradition,
still
hasn't she?
Todd and I were just talking that if you see Mallory do Lamb Chop, you believe that's Lamb Chop.
So, yes.
It really, really covers her mom. And then Munch and Shouse, which is a Broadway show that it's eight actors all dressed in black, and it's set to music. It's not really mime. They use puppets and pieces of things to create visual poetry. And it's a very creative entrance into theater. So that's the Kids and Family series.
Okay. And for folks who are watching our program, we encourage you to do that. We're showing some of the whole series, actually. If you go to the city's website, you can see everything that we're talking
Absolutely.
About this morning. And buy tickets, as a matter of fact, too. But you've got it kind of divided up into these different series, right? So
right.
folks can kind of pick and choose what they want to come see or what their interests are.
Right. The Professional Musical Theater Company, which is Four Corners Musical Theater, we're starting that in September, and we're doing a very funny musical called The Musical of Musicals, The Musical.
Yes.
Which is, it's five mini musicals in the style of Rodgers and Hammerstein, Candor and Ebb, Stephen Sondheim, Jerry Herman, and Andrew Lloyd Webber. And
okay.
if you know musical theater, it's crazy funny. And if you know nothing about musical theater, it's still very funny.
Right.
And so that's the first musical in September. And in February, we're doing a brand new musical that's just come out called Disaster by Seth Rudetsky. It takes all the 70s disaster movies themes
right.
and puts them all into one evening.
This was the era of the Towering Inferno
that's right.
and the Poseidon Adventure, I think. I'm dating myself.
You're absolutely
but,
right.
But
some of these things that you're talking about, correct?
And right. For example, the joke is it's a casino ship that's always docked at a dock, and there's an earthquake, so it turns upside down.
Of course.
Right. And then it's attacked by sharks and piranhas, and they do 38 different 70s pop tunes.
Okay.
And
wow.
Nice. Then in April, we're doing a brand new version of Camelot that's just coming out by David Lee, who's a very famous television writer, won 3 Emmys for writing Frasier and won 3 Emmys for directing Frasier. But his first love has always been musical theater. And he's taken Camelot, which is usually a musical with about 45, 50 people and runs about 3 hours and 40 minutes. And he's cut it down to 10 people and it runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. So it's a very creative new telling of Camelot done in story theater where all the actors narrate their own story and then jump into being characters. And that's a brand new piece that's just coming out. So all 3 of the first shows we're doing in this first season are being done in New Mexico for the first time by our company.
Wow. And so this company then that you have formed,
yes.
Right? You are pulling in actors
yes.
from the community.
It's both.
Both?
It's a
traveling.
Professional company, so we're bringing in people from throughout the United States.
Okay.
And then we're also adding to those local hires and regional hires. And if you know the college, everybody knows Delbert, and who runs the Jazz Society
Delbert
here.
Delbert Anderson, of course.
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
He came to me one day and said, where are you getting your musicians for your musicals? And I said, well, I think I'm going to do tracks just because there's so much to do to just get a season pulled together. And he said, well, you know, there are professional musicians in Farmington that could play your show that that don't get to work much. And I said, well, pitch me. And he did, and we had a full conversation. He is now the orchestra contractor
okay.
for our company, and he is helping me hire local professional musicians that we are hiring to play all 6 shows, so all 6 shows will have local live musicians.
How terrific.
Yeah, isn't
and
that wonderful?
Great investment
yeah.
in the musician community.
Another way, besides hiring talent, and certainly we're hiring locally, we're hiring designers and technicians, so it is truly a combination of taking nationally known professionals and mixing them with both regional and local talent to create our own brand of musical theater in Farmington.
Terrific. Well, we're looking forward to it,
thank
Randy.
You.
All I can say is that there's so many things. I don't know if I'll have time to get to everything, but
well,
I expect
to see you there, Scott.
I'm hoping I can get to everything, and I don't know if there's a season pass, but
absolutely, there's series passes for all of these.
Okay.
So if you buy all of them, it's a huge savings. But if you buy in groups of 2, you get a 3rd one. If you buy 4, you get 2 free. When you go on or call us or go on the website, it's all explained how you can get substantial savings by buying multiple options.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and again, the website is just go to the city's website, fmtn.org/civic center, and
right.
that's how you find everything that we're talking about.
Right. Or you can call us at 505-599-1148.
Okay. Perfect. Very good. Randy West is my guest this morning. He is the new director of the Farmington Civic Center, but also here in the studio is Todd Oliver. And again, Todd, I want to bring you into the conversation here because you're on stage tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Right?
Yes,
as part of the kickoff to this whole new season, really, at the Civic Center with this comedy series and things like that. So talk to me a little bit about you, and then we'll meet Irving in a few minutes,
well,
hopefully,
sure,
too.
Sure. Well, my show is called The Funniest Night of Your Life, and I'm a ventriloquist comedian. And a few years ago, well, more than a few years ago, I was looking at my dog one day, and I thought, boy, I bet you would have a lot to say if you could talk. Imagine if your dog
We all
could
look
talk.
At our dogs that way
yeah.
and probably say that. You're right.
Yeah, if that dog
right.
could talk.
I'm kind of glad they don't in some
yeah.
cases.
Although I'm sure many are. But so I invented this illusion of a talking dog, and it was a hit right from the first night he went on stage.
I would think so.
I was appearing on a showboat in Nashville, Tennessee, and I broke the dog in on that right at the end of my run there after 7 years. And then we did some television and a couple of Tonight Shows and David Letterman. And then in 2012, I was in a kind of a weird deal. I was in Branson, Missouri. And a tornado hit the theater I was in. I had been on a showboat
right.
in Branson for right. 13 years after the 7 years in Nashville. and Showball Branson Bell, and it was just great. But my daughter was starting school, and I thought, well, maybe we should do a theater job. So we did. We went to a theater, and the night before we were going to open, a tornado tore the roof off the building and destroyed all the equipment. And I was out of work, and first time in my life, I didn't know what to do. America's Got Talent called, and I thought, well, I've already done a couple Tonight shows and Letterman and a couple Today shows, and we even did some episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger, you know.
Wow.
Right. And lots of other comedy specials, sure, and stuff. So I thought, well, I probably shouldn't do America's Got Talent. I mean, I'm an established act. Well, my manager said, Todd, you don't understand. America's Got Talent, they use professionals and amateurs. I thought, well, how do you do that? How do you combine the two on the same show? Well, they figured out how to do it, and they've made a fortune doing so. So but the good thing was I didn't have to go stand in line. They said, well, we're going to just start you at the theater there in St. Louis, the Fox Theater. We went down there and did our first night.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And, of course, it was great, you know.
Right.
And then we ended up being a top four finalist that year. And then the Branson thing ended, and I just started touring again. I hadn't toured in many, many, many years, and I'm loving it. I, Scott, there's something in I think a lot of entertainers will agree. The term I say respectful anticipation. You know, when people go out to see entertainment or some special event, I think in this day and age, we are bombarded by entertainment on our phones and television and everything.
Visual radio. See?
There we go.
Right.
But respectful anticipation, is very important. And I believe playing touring theaters is you get the greatest respectful anticipation. Whether you're a ventriloquist like me or a singer, a dancer, or actor, whatever you do in the arts. So I feel so blessed to be on the road, and I'm loving it. And I don't travel alone. I bring my dog, and I've got some other animals in the show, a bunny and some birds.
A whole menagerie, it sounds like.
I started out as a ventriloquist magician, years ago, and the magic, I put aside the magic a number of years ago, but I brought it back now because it's just I can give the audience more in 90 minutes than I think than they expect, and I think they're very surprised. And whether you're, the goal of our show is families laughing together, you know. I think my favorite sound in the world are children and their parents laughing at the same time.
Right, because sometimes they laugh at different things.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And, there's different comedy for different people. And, there's a lot of blue comedy out there that's very successful. People like, that stuff. And that I just never worked that way. I never, when I was when I was growing up in show business, you really couldn't work blue in the Midwest,
right?
And make
if
a
you
living.
Wanted to, yeah, right. If you wanted
you
to
know,
eat,
yes. I mean, then the comedy clubs came along,
and I think you
kind of
had to make that choice, didn't you, early in your career, if you were going to go what path you were going to go on,
yes.
You can't do both successfully.
Yes, correct. That's a very good point, Scott. I was, I started in the lounges back in the 70s.
Okay.
Well, it was like dinner theater.
Sure.
But they were called, what were they called? They were supper club circuit. That
right.
Was the supper club
right.
circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And, but my heroes were comedians that, I guess you'd call them old timers today, but I love those old timers that came out in, a double breasted suit and a cigar and they were just funny, and they didn't use anything off color, bad language or bad words. And they were just characters. They were so funny. A lot of those people, I loved Edgar Bergen, of course, great ventriloquist.
Of course.
But there are, I loved Alan King Ellen King was one of my heroes.
Right.
And Shelley Berman and
many, all these many, names, all these names that we're familiar with. So
yeah.
Sure.
Well, and, you know, and there, you know, there's still, you know, I mean, Jerry Seinfeld is wonderful. You
mm-hmm.
know? And but as a ventriloquist, I always thought the dummy. There has to be an impish charm of innocence with sarcasm that makes that little dummy so funny. And when I, getting to your point, I had to make a decision. When the comedy clubs came along, I went and worked them, and I thought they were the easiest place in the world to get a laugh. My gosh, people paying money to come and laugh.
Right.
What a
right.
And I had a lot of people in Los Angeles say, well, you know, if the dog would say this, or if the dog or the dummy would say, Todd, you'll just, well, I, you know, meaning something, you know, blue or really weird or dark or something. And I just couldn't do that. I just never worked off color. It was never my style. It was never my bag.
Sure.
And, you know, I've got a.
So your show,
14-year-old daughter, and I don't talk the way around the house. So you know,
right.
I mean,
that's important.
I,
that's
yeah.
true.
But
so
I'm,
your show
I'm
tomorrow
not,
is certainly family friendly.
It's family friendly,
and folks can come. And
it's family friendly.
So do you think Irving has something to say to
well,
us this
one
morning?
Well, I brought the dog.
All right. Well, let's see how we can do this here, everybody. They're gonna go get Irving, the talking dog, ready to talk on our visual radio program this morning, and so. He's getting ready, and we'll see what he has to say this morning. It's kind of early for dogs, so I don't know. I don't know what he'll have to say, but you never know, right? So let's see what we got.
Hey there,
here.
Little guy.
So,
well, how you doing?
Let's see.
You want to say hello? No. You hey? Yeah. Okay. Come here. What are you doing, huh?
Irving,
you all right? No, I'm good.
Is he all right? Is he good? He's
you
got
right?
something to say to us?
Irving, we're on the radio. Radio, yes. Now, who's the genius that booked a ventriloquist on the radio? What do you got next week, a juggler?
That's right. That's we're working on it, Irving.
Be nice. You know why people are watching and listening? Yeah, it's free. We're promoting our show tomorrow. Good show, yes.
Irving, have you been to New Mexico before?
Yeah, I love it. It's so hot right now, the trees are chasing me.
That's true.
You're the first talking dog? Yeah, you're the second. Okay. Are you having a nice day? Yeah. Oh, that's good. Isn't it nicer? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you do? Well, I'm a ventriloquist. What do you do? Well, what do I do? I throw my voice. Go ahead and do it. Well, Irving, I just did. What? Right there. When? Right there. What'd you do?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's it. Ventriloquism. No. Yes. Now, come on. Okay. All right. But we're going to – tomorrow night show.
Was, right.
You're the star of the show. That's good. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And you know me? Yeah. That's uh-huh. You're the dud. No.
And I've never interviewed a talking dog before, so this is a first for me, Irving,
well,
so I appreciate it.
Well, my goodness, Scott, you're looking younger every day.
Okay. I appreciate that. I'm young in dog years.
Dog years, yeah. How old am I in dog years? You're dead.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Well, Irving, thank you for coming in on the show.
Good to be here. Come out and see us tomorrow night.
Okay. We appreciate it very much. That's great. That's Irving, the talking dog. He is here with Todd Oliver, who... is the brains behind the act here, Todd. And so have you been here to New Mexico before?
I have, yeah. We played a few cities over here.
Have you? Okay, good. Yeah. But not to Farmington. This
not
is
Farmington,
time,
no.
Correct?
No, other towns.
Okay.
We had a great time, yeah.
I'm going to adjust your shot here so we can see you. But yeah, sure. So this is the first time. And so, and Randy West, you knew Todd from prior engagements?
Yes.
Or
yes. This is the third time that Todd and I have hung out together.
Nice.
And... and every time the audience goes away just amazed at what an evening he puts together. It is a combination of a talking dog and some magic, and it's it's an event. He brings you into his world, and you go away being better for it, I think.
Very nice. And again, it's tomorrow. The show's tomorrow?
7:30 tomorrow night.
Okay. And the tickets are available, again, online, everybody.
They absolutely are.
Civic Center website, and you can check out Todd's act and the event and all the other events that we've been talking about this
absolutely.
Morning, which are numerous. And I don't even know. I was trying to keep track of, as you were going through them, how many events and acts you have coming in between now and May.
Well, and, you know, I didn't. There's also an intimate hit Broadway series that I didn't get to mention, which is a combination of Churchill, which is a one-man Churchill show.
Right.
And then John Smitherman is coming in doing his Phantom show. And then Anne Ranolfsson, who was Carlotta in Phantom of the Opera for 8 years on Broadway, is coming in. And she's putting together an evening called Heroine Song with her daughter. And my wife, Margaret Clare, is putting together a group of local singers who will be singing female empowerment songs.
Nice.
With Anne.
Okay.
And then Liz Calloway comes in April, and Liz is doing a group voice class the night before her concert, and then she's doing a concert. And then Nick Drevis, who will be coming in for the Professional Musical Theater Company, is coming in, and he and Adam Swanson are together for an evening called The Entertainers. And then David Malice, who was a 9-year New York Met lead baritone, is coming in to do a concert and then staying on and opening up our summer season, where we'll be doing 3 different musicals in the summer this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very exciting. And you, of course, as head of the Civic Center, are also working with Sandstone.
Absolutely.
Speaking of summers, right? And congratulations on this summer.
They did a great job.
All shook up with the music of Elvis Presley, of course. And so you've got big plans for next summer
at
Sandstone, too. Correct?
We're doing both. Yes, we're opening in June at the Civic Center. We're doing a full production of Sweeney Todd, and David Malice is coming in to sing the lead role in Sweeney Todd.
Right.
And then out at Sandstone, it's a little shorter period of time. We're playing 3 weeks straight through at Sandstone. We're doing Mamma Mia, and we're bringing in Brad Little to sing Sam in that. And if you saw the Phantom of the Opera, the A-list, anytime it was on tour for the full 10 years, there was only one Phantom, and that was Brad. And then he did the international tour of Phantom, so he played Japan and China and all over, and he's become a huge pop star over there.
Wow.
He actually lives in Korea now. Last weekend, he and a 25-piece orchestra played Beijing in front of 10,000 people.
Holy smokes.
And he's coming into Farmington to be the headliner in Mamma Mia for 3 weeks, and then we're coming back to the Civic Center, and in the end of July, beginning of August, we're doing the musical Annie. And all of those shows leading up to Annie will be involving locals and regional talent. And by the time we get to Annie, we hope to have 25 local young people playing the youth roles in Annie. So by the end of the summer, we hope to have the whole community involved in the Professional Musical Theater Company.
All right. So parents, if you have a budding orphan in your household, I guess you could maybe sign them up
Absolutely.
To be in the Annie production.
Absolutely.
So that's how it could work. And the local musicians, too,
will
be part of all this, correct?
Absolutely.
So
just call me and let me know that you're interested, or if you know Delbert, he's the one that's actually contracting the musicians. Yeah.
Very good. Well, it's very exciting to hear all that you have planned.
Thank you.
And we hope that the audiences will come and
I hope so
buy
too.
Their tickets and support what you are doing, because people always say there's nothing to do in Farmington. And from this interview, I would hope that makes it very clear that that is not the case.
Thank you.
Especially with the season that you've got planned coming up. I mean, there is something at least... It sounds like almost every month, but every week of every
Multiple
month.
Times a month, once we get going in September.
That's wonderful. So, again, thank you for coming in, Randy
West. Sir.
We appreciate it very much. We're running out of time. Todd Oliver, thank you for being here with Irving. And
it's been great to be here. I just had a good old time today. Yeah.
Thanks very much, Irving. There's a fire hydrant just outside the door.
A ventriloquist on the radio. I love it.
That's it. Exactly. So, perfect. Gentlemen. Thank you so much for coming in, everybody. You're welcome. I'm Scott Micklin, everyone. Thanks for joining me. Back with more in just a moment right here. This is KSJE, and the time is 8:41. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.